Whitefish school psychologist Robin Bissell says the student assistance program came to Whitefish 4 years ago after the high school lost a student to suicide.
Out of that, the impetus from that tragic event was administrators, counselors, myself, and some teachers sat down and said, what are we doing for students that's kind of and beyond or beyond academics? You know, how are we supporting them as whole people?
Bissell says the primary goal of SAP is intervention and prevention, but it also normalizes life.
Every one of us goes through struggles, issues, problems, mental health concerns, whatever you want to call those. And I think so much in our culture we tend to judge those and those times in our life as bad or hard or avoid or deny. But what this program does is normalize that it's okay to feel, it's okay to grieve, it's okay to walk through any of those struggles, and they're normal.
Students will self-refer to SAP at Whitefish. Bissell says they'll go into a class, tell the students about the different group meetings, and hand out a list of the types of groups which students can opt into. Some groups have specific focuses on issues like grief, drug and alcohol abuse by family members, and teen drug and alcohol use. Others cover more general issues, concerns, and worries. 15-year-old Mariah Drown is heading into her sophomore year at Whitefish and says she was having a rough time at the beginning of her freshman year.
It helped me kind of with my freshman year and understanding who better kind of sounds kind of cheesy, but who I was as a person, how I was able to handle things, and then other ways that I could expand and develop and just kind of a way to just let out everything and realize that, you know, it's okay to break down and, you know, not always have a certain, you know, kind of image.
17-year-old Becca Weaver got involved with a grief group after she lost her father last year.
I thought it was great to be in an environment where it was okay to talk about my dad, because usually it's awkward talking to people about, you just don't want to bring it up that, you know, he passed away, so it's kind of an untouchable subject.
Group meets for an hour a week for 8 weeks. The groups are confidential. Both Drown and Weaver say the meetings started out with awkward silences.
By the end of our 8 weeks, everyone was comfortable with everyone else, and we were all invested in each other's lives. Getting to know people's story and what makes them.
Weaver and Drown are among the first students to be involved in training as volunteers with SAP. Training for adults and the students is coming up in August. Each group has two adult facilitators. The teens will be involved by co-facilitating one day a week and aiding in the guidance office the other 4 days a week for credit. Bissell says these groups are not counseling, not therapy, but support.
This program saves lives and changes lives and is a profound impact on, has the opportunity to have a profound impact on the global school community.
The student assistance program started in Arizona by Cheryl Watkins nearly 25 years ago. It's expanded and been picked up in many states and has gone international. In the Flathead, Bissell says Big Fork has used the program, Columbia Falls has some people getting trained this summer, and the Kalispell School District also has individuals trained in the program. The August training runs the 12th through the 14th, and those interested can contact Robin Bissell through the Whitefish District Office. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.